Violet watched Sunny crawl around with a bucket full of water. "Rowing won't help us anyway," she said. "This boat is sinking. We need help." Klaus looked around at the dark and still waters, empty except for the sailboat and swarms of leeches. "Where can we get help in the middle of a lake?" he asked. "We're going to have to signal for help," Violet said, and reached into her pocket and took out a ribbon. Handing Klaus the fishing net, she used the ribbon to tie her hair up, keeping it out of her eyes. Klaus and Sunny watched her, knowing that she only tied her hair up this way when she was thinking of an invention, and right now they needed an invention quite desperately. "That's right," Aunt Josephine said to Violet. "Close your eyes. That's what I do when I'm afraid, and it always makes me feel better to block out the fear." "She's not blocking out anything," Klaus said crossly. "She's concentrating." Klaus was right. Violet concentrated as hard as she could, racking her brain for a good way to signal for help. She thought of fire alarms. With flashing lights and loud sirens, fire alarms were an excellent way to signal for assistance. Although the Baudelaire orphans, of course, sadly knew that sometimes the fire engines arrived too late to save people's lives, a fire alarm was still a good invention, and Violet tried to think of a way she could imitate it using the materials around her. She needed to make a loud sound to get somebody's attention, and she needed to make a bright light so that person would know where they were. Thwack! Thwack! The two teams of leeches hit the boat again, and there was a splash as more water came pouring into the sailboat. Sunny started to fill the bucket up with water, but Violet reached forward and took it from Sunny's hands. "Barrow?" Sunny shrieked, which meant, "Are you crazy?" But Violet had no time to answer, "No, as a matter of fact, I'm not." So she merely said, "No," and, holding the bucket in one hand, began to climb up the mast. It is difficult enough to climb up the mast of a boat, but it is triple the difficulty if the boat is being rocked by a bunch of hungry leeches, so allow me to advise you that this is another thing that you should under no circumstances try to do. But Violet Baudelaire was a Wunderkind, a German word which here means someone who was able to quickly climb masts on boats being attacked by leeches, and soon she was on top of the swaying mast of the boat. She took the bucket and hung it by its handle on the tip of the mast so it swung this way and that, the way a bell might do in a bell tower. "I don't mean to interrupt you," Klaus called, scooping up a furious leech in the net and tossing it as far as he could. "But this boat is really sinking. Please hurry." Violet hurried. Hurriedly, she grabbed a hold of a corner of the sail and, taking a deep breath to prepare herself, jumped back down to the floor of the boat. Just as she had hoped, the sail ripped as she hurtled to the ground, slowing her down and leaving her with a large piece of torn cloth. By now the sailboat had quite a lot of water in it, and Violet splashed over to Aunt Josephine, avoiding the many leeches that Klaus was tossing out of the boat as quickly as he could. "I need your oar," Violet said, wadding the piece of sail up into a ball, "and your hairnet." "You can have the oar," Aunt Josephine said, handing it over, "but I need my hairnet. It keeps my bun in place." "Give her the hairnet," Klaus cried, hopping up on one of the seats as a leech tried to bite his knee. "But I'm scared of having hair in my face," Aunt Josephine whined, just as another pair of thwacks hit the boat. "I don't have time to argue with you," Violet cried. "I'm trying to save each of our lives. Give me your hairnet right now." "The expression," Aunt Josephine said, "is saving all of our lives, not each of our lives." But Violet had heard enough.